So last but not least, we coach exercises. One of the things that makes us different is that we teach clients how to move unconsciously to move better. So you're not going to hear a lot of postural cueing in our programs, because it's our emphasis on teaching the muscles how to do the exercise with good mechanics and good posture without having to think about it.
So think about it. You know, we've all done this. You cue someone and they have beautiful posture, and then they turn around and take 5 steps away from you. And now they start thinking about what they're going to do that day, cooking dinner, and boom, the posture's gone. You can't do that. It doesn't stick with you. Movement literacy allows us to train all those little neurological components of the body that do the thinking for us. And it creates the environment where the body can succeed. And we can teach it to have the good posture because we're creating that environment without having to consciously have to think about it all the time. Each individual is different. Movement should feel good, and it should create more, better, and efficient motion.
So when we move, we have a conscious intent. So the actual performance of the activity, however, is a series of unconscious reactions. For example, imagine reaching for something in the back seat of the car. We've all done it, yet I bet you you've never cognitively thought about, okay, deltoids, I need you to lift the arm. While you're doing that, obliques, you better engage so I can turn and laterally flex at the trunk. Well, thankfully, we don't have to think about every step in the process. But because the brain only perceives complex movements and coordinates all the muscles that take part of that movement, it's important to use exercises that teach the body how to have the necessary mobility and strength to safely and efficiently get the task done. The key is finding ways to help clients move better without having to think about it. To do that, you must find out first where each student is successful and build on that. In a group, you'll have to teach students to be able to identify this for themselves by helping them to feel the move.
No two people look exactly the same or feel exactly the same when they're doing the exact same move. We're all unique. By helping people to learn how to feel the move, it empowers them to know when a particular move or position is not optimal for them, or they may need to work towards that. Because the ultimate goal is for people to learn to listen to their body and learn how to get their body to flow with motion.
So in closing today, I'd like to take a minute to talk to you about the We Coach difference. Our workouts are specifically designed to get to the source of pain or weakness, so your students can feel good as you exercise, and probably more importantly, move and feel better in all daily activities. In this call today, if we can teach you only one thing about exercise, it would be that every joint in the body needs to move in 6 directions. Most exercise programs focus only on the front to back, but We Coach teaches you how to use and integrate frontal and transverse plane components into any traditional exercise. By using our formula, both in and out of the pool, you can help your students solve problems and prevent injury in a huge way.
And by remembering those 7 basic foot positions, it gives you so much power to be able to influence all of those different motions that the body has. Most of our people probably spend already too much time in that front-to-back motion because of our daily life activities. If we can give them and empower them with more strength in the other planes of motion, we can then make those chain reactions through our body stronger so that certain joints are not getting overworked in certain motions. And then by combining the two, moving in the 6 directions along with the different foot positions, we now have this large vocabulary to put into our movement literacy so we can have extraordinary effects on our clients.